Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you again today as we're now in Psalm 119, verse number 53. We read, "Horror hath taken hold of me because the wicked that forsake thy law." What a picture. As he looked around, he looked at the people that were surrounding him and how they had forsaken God's word. And when you forsake God's word, you see such a demise in the morals and the fiber of what makes men and women strong for God as they start living for themselves and following after other things. And as the psalmist looked at that, it really grieved his heart. Even as it should us, as we look around at our society around us, as they're living in rebellion against God. And I pray that this would be a motivating factor to us, that we would do whatever we can to share the good news of Jesus Christ for those who are around us. Later on in Psalm 119, we'll be reading a passage where it says, "Rivers of water run down my eyes because they forsake thy law." That the compassion that the psalmist had for his people, his neighbors, his friends that were not living for the Lord, well, reminds me. In the story of Ezra, the scene is right around 538 B.C., a long time ago. And the nation of Israel had been in captivity now for some 70 years, and the Lord had opened up doors and moved on the kings there in Persia to let the people go and rebuild their temple. And Zerubbabel led the first charge as they went back to rebuild the temple. And then Ezra came on the scene, being a priest of the Lord later on in the midst of the building, and he was seeing the corruption that was going with the nation of Israel as they were rebuilding the temple. You figure after 70 years, their hearts would be at a place they would want to serve the Lord, especially when they're in the midst of doing the work of God, rebuilding their temple. But in chapter 9, verse 1, we read, he says, "Now when these things were done, the princes came to me, saying, the people of Israel and the priests of the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abomination." And so what they were saying is that the people, even though they're here, now they're mingling with the people of the land who were the Canaanites, the Hittites, and he says the Egyptians, and the other surrounding kingdoms. And they were starting to intermarry. And really, that's not so much the problem, is that but rather they were starting to worship their gods. They were following after their ways. And so it says, "For they have taken daughters for themselves, or otherwise, and their sons, so that the holy seed had mingled themselves with the people of these lands. Yea, and the hand of the princesses, the rulers, have been a chief in this trespasses." When I heard these things, this is now Ezra, when he said he heard these things, "I rent my garment in my mantle, and I plucked off my hair of my head. In my beard, I sat down astonished." Can you picture anybody even doing this? But he knew the severity of what was going on. By them taking wives and husbands of a foreign land, and how they were raising kids, obviously they were not being followed. They weren't following the Lord and what the Lord had instructed them to do. He knew that it was going to cause great problems. And so he sat down and was astonished. He was thinking that, you know, you would figure that by this time they would really have a heart for the Lord, that they would be wanting to follow the Lord. It says, "Then were assembled unto me every one of the tribals at the word of the God of Israel," or as those who were following the Lord, those who were called to be in this task of rebuilding the temple. They were brought before Ezra, "Because of the transgressors of those who've been carried away, and I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice." Otherwise, he just was amazed as everybody stood around. "And at evening sacrifice, I raised up from my heaviness, and having rent my garments and my mantle, I fell upon my knees, and I spread out my hands unto the Lord my God, and I said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, my God, for our iniquity are increased over our head, and our trespasses grown up unto heaven. Notice what it's so amazing that we see not only in the Ezra's prayer life, but the prayers of Daniel, how he included himself in this, where he says, we have for our iniquities. Otherwise, he's included himself in this, the fact that we weren't serving the Lord, doing the things that you taught us to do. He says, since the days of our father have been in, we've been in a great trespasses unto this day, for our iniquities we have we, our kings and our priests, and been delivered into the hands of the kings and the lands, to the swords of the captives, to the spoils, and to the confusion of the face. It is like that unto this day. And now for a little space, grace has been showed for the Lord, from the Lord our God, to leave us, to remember to escape, and to give us a nail in a holy place, that our God might lighten our eyes and give us us a little reviving in our bondage. And the beauty is that he's now talking about, he says, we have such great opportunity, but yet we've chosen not to separate ourselves. We've chosen not to follow the Lord and follow the things of God. Our psalmist was saying, horror has taken hold of me because the wickedness that forsake thy law, that aren't following the things of the Lord. And as you read through Ezra chapter 9, you see him pouring out his heart for in behalf of those that he loved, his countrymen. And finally, in chapter 10, as they all gather together, you see this tremendous leadership of Ezra, where it tells us that then Ezra rose up in chapter 10, verse 5. And made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they should do according to this word, and they swear. And the beauty is that what we see through his despair, through as he was horrified by what was going on in the land, it drove him to action. First of all, what he did is he prayed. He prayed, and as he was praying and interceding, I believe from that point, it drove Ezra to stand up and to take charge and to speak to the men and be bold. And may we just learn that even as we look around at our nation and as we see our nation struggling and our loved ones who aren't walking with the Lord, may that just drive us to prayer, to call upon the name of the Lord and wait upon him and allow his spirit to motivate our hearts and to lead us in what we should do in reaching the world around us. I believe that we can be men and women like Ezra that has a true compassion, a true love for those who we know that aren't walking with Jesus. That's my prayer. And if you're listening to this today and you don't know the Lord, it's the greatest thing that you can ever know the love of God. And it's our prayer that you might just turn your life over to him, even right now. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.